Manual J in plain terms, what a load calc is and why it matters. A load calculation in plain language, what it measures, why it beats rules of thumb, and what goes into figuring out how much heating and cooling a building actually needs. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A load calculation answers one question: how much heat does this building lose in winter and gain in summer on a design day? Get that number and you know how big the equipment has to be. Manual J is just the industry standard method for doing that calculation properly. It's the difference between sizing a system on math and sizing it on a guess. The output is a pair of numbers in BTU per hour, a heating load how fast the house loses heat when it's cold out, and a cooling load how fast it gains heat when it's hot out. Those numbers drive everything downstream: equipment selection, duct design, the whole job. How it works. Buildings leak heat. In winter, heat flows out through walls, ceilings, windows, and floors, and out via air leakage and ventilation. In summer, heat flows in through those same surfaces, plus solar gain through windows and heat from people, lights, and appliances. A load calc adds all those flows up at a chosen worst-case condition, the design temperature, to find the building's peak demand. The core idea is simple. Heat transfer through a surface depends on three things: how big the surface is, how well it resists heat flow, its insulation value, and the temperature difference across it. Multiply those, sum every surface and every air leakage path, and you've got the load. The cooling side adds the sun's contribution and internal heat sources, and it splits into sensible temperature and latent moisture loads. You're not heating or cooling a 2000 SQFT house. You're offsetting a specific rate of heat loss and gain that depends on this building's construction, orientation, windows, and location. In the field, what actually feeds a real load calc? The building envelope, square footage and construction of walls, ceiling, and floor, and their insulation levels. A foam-sealed, well-insulated house has a fraction of the load of a leaky 1960s build of the same size. Windows and doors, area, type single vs double pane, low E, and which direction they face. West and south-facing glass dump serious solar heat into a house in summer. Orientation matters, not just area. Air leakage slash infiltration. How tight the house is. Air sneaking in and out carries heat with it, and on the cooling side it carries humidity latent load. A blower door number makes this accurate. Without it, you estimate from construction quality. Design conditions. The outdoor design temperatures for the location and the indoor temperatures you're holding. This sets the temperature difference that drives the whole calculation. Internal gains cooling. People, lighting, kitchen, and other heat sources inside. These add to the summer load but not the winter one. They actually help in winter. Orientation and shading. Which way the house faces and what shades it changes the solar portion significantly. Run those through the method and you get the heating and cooling loads. That's what you size to, not a rule of thumb. Normal values and targets. Rules of thumb are starting sanity checks, not designs. XSQFT per ton varies wildly with climate and construction. A tight new house and a leaky old one of identical size can differ by a factor of two or more. Use a rule of thumb only to gut check that a real calc isn't wildly off. A ton of cooling equals 12,000 BTU per hour. So a 36,000 BTU per hour cooling load is a 3-ton load. The load calc tells you the BTU per hour. You translate to tons for equipment. Heating and cooling loads are different numbers. A house can have a big heating load and a modest cooling load, cold climate or vice versa. You size each based on its own calc, then reconcile for the equipment. Asterisk asterisk round to the nearest available size, not up dot asterisk asterisk. Standard practice is to select equipment close to the calculated load, not to pad it. Padding is what causes oversizing problems. Common faults and what they mean. Sizing by what was there before. The old unit may have been oversized too, or the house may have been re-insulated slash re-windowed since. Replacing tonnage for tonnage perpetuates a mistake. Sizing by square foot alone ignores insulation, windows, orientation, and tightness. The things that actually drive the load. Two identical footprint houses can need very different equipment. Padding to be safe, an oversized system short cycles, controls humidity poorly, and wears faster. Bigger is not safer. It's worse comfort. Forgetting the latent load. In humid climates, ignoring moisture removal leaves the house cold and clammy even at the right temperature. Tech tips and gotchas. A load calc is building specific. Change the windows, add insulation, finish a basement. The load changes, rerun it. Don't reuse an old number. The point isn't a giant safety factor, it's accuracy. The whole value of Manual J is that it lets you size right, which a guess can't. Garbage in, garbage out. The calc is only as good as the inputs. Sloppy R values and made-up window counts give you a confident wrong answer. The heating and cooling loads feed equipment selection the manual S step, and duct design the manual D step. The load calc is step one of a chain, not a standalone box check. Safety/code notes. Many jurisdictions require a documented load calculation for permitted installs and replacements. Confirm local code. Don't assume a swap is exempt. Proper sizing is part of doing the job right, not optional paperwork. Equipment that's grossly missized for the load is a comfort and durability problem you'll own. This article teaches the method and principles in plain terms. It does not reproduce a CAM manual J, tables or procedures. Use the actual standard and approved software for a reliable, code-acceptable calculation.